you, Dawn. Thank you, Daryl. It was beautiful. Okay, so November 2017. Our focus this month is prosperity and peace. Prosperity and peace. So every Sunday this month, we're talking about a subject related to that theme. And today, being the Sunday before Thanksgiving, our talk title is The Grateful Heart. Thanksgiving is an American holiday that generally, as Marvin indicates, signifies the beginning of the holiday season. It usually starts the holiday season, which goes through New Year's. And it can be a time of added stress in our lives. If you're one who gets into commitments and expectations and how it should be and making lists, it can feel like you have extra things weighing on you. Or you may be on the other side of the spectrum and you may just absolutely love the holidays. You love the lights and the gifts and the presents and the music and everything about the holidays. So there's two extremes, and most of us fall somewhere in the middle, somewhere between thoroughly enjoying every single bit of it and dreading and feeling burdened and overwhelmed by it. So I'm hoping that today and through the season that we can kind of move you a little more towards the enjoyment and the fun and the release of any stress or burden and expectations. I think that Thanksgiving is the most nearly perfect holiday that we have. The reason I think it is that way is because it's not based on any one religious orientation or belief. It's celebrated by all people in our country. You know, other countries, our daughter who lives in France, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It has nothing to do with them. And in Canada, they celebrate it differently. They have a different holiday than we do for their celebration. So for Thanksgiving, it's low-key. Generally low-keyed. We usually kind of choose the level of involvement that we have, whether we're going to get together with family or friends or just spend some quiet time with ourselves. It's a time of reflecting, a time of slowing down and reflecting and being grateful and just kind of getting into the flow of life. And it opens our heart to gratitude. And gratitude is the perfect spiritual principle to practice to bring you closer to that heart of God. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is the grateful heart. Emma Curtis Hopkins was one of our early New Thought teachers, and she emphasized the importance of not complaining. Not complaining. And of course, the next step after not complaining is giving thanks. Emma says that we're all looking for the good in life, and that's what God is. God is our good. Whatever we define our good is what we define God as. So to quote her book, Scientific Christian Mental Practice, she said, "Are you not seeking good? Why do you move your right hand? You move it to get your good. Why do you breathe? You breathe to get your good. Why does the bird fly? To get his good. Everything moves and waits for its good." So you see that good draws everything to it. The good which you and I want governs everything we do. Think about that. Isn't that true? The good that we want governs everything we do. Therefore, the good which you are seeking is your God. So we're always seeking God. So we can use the word good and God interchangeably. So if you aren't comfortable with the word God, just put in the word good. This is my good. This is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the good that is mine in my life. And Thanksgiving is when we remind ourselves of this, when we step back from the busyness that life can become and reflect on our good. And by the way, when we reflect on our good, we are reflecting on God in our lives. So much of it gets caught up in the semantics, doesn't it? Some people will say, "Oh, I don't believe in God." Well, perhaps they don't believe in the God that they were taught is the truth about that experience. And most of us, if that was defined by someone who said they don't believe in God, we'd say, that's not what I believe in either. You see, so it's just semantics. But if you associate God in your good, we can all be comfortable with that. So the best way to build up a consciousness of prosperity, it's not just about getting more stuff. That's not prosperity. Prosperity is a consciousness of good. And the way we build up that consciousness of good is through developing a grateful heart. A grateful heart is the beginning of that cycle of giving and receiving. Eric Butterworth, who is a Unity minister, he wrote in his book, Spiritual Economics, some people, realizing the importance of the grateful heart, begin looking for things for which to be grateful. However, they mistakenly start with the idea that something is lacking, that something is lacking, something is inadequate, something is insufficient, and thus they simply focus on their limitations, on what isn't there. And we don't have to have something to be grateful for. All we have to have is the willingness to develop a grateful heart. So we can all have the willingness to develop a grateful heart, and that opens us up to the blessings that abound around us. I read a story a while back about a man who had an experience, a Thanksgiving experience. It was also a very spiritual experience. He had a trip about this time of year, a little later perhaps, closer to Thanksgiving. He had an experience of flying out to Colorado for a business trip. Now, he decided to go the weekend before because he wanted to have some time in the mountains. And his family was planning a retreat, a family reunion retreat, at this ranch house up in the mountains. And he wanted to go and meet some of the people involved and kind of scope out things and set things up for the next summer for this reunion. So he got there. First of all, he checked the weather and to make sure that he knew what to expect in terms of weather. The weather forecast was clear skies, absolutely no snow is expected. So he gets out there and he starts driving up into the mountains. Well, he got about to the Continental Divide. Now, you know, that's the highest place out there. It's about 15,000 feet. He got about there and it started to snow. The weatherman was wrong. It was snowing. So he wasn't quite to the ranch where he was going, but he kept driving, and he was getting a little filled with a little bit of trepidation because the snow was coming down harder and harder. So he reached the ranch house. Nobody was there. The others had gotten the word that it was going to be snowing up there, so nobody showed up. So here he was, 15,000 feet, a long way from down in a safe place where it wasn't snowing so much. So he thought, well, as long as I'm here, I might as well get out my video camera. So he opened up his trunk, and when he got out the video camera, it was snowing. It was not just snowing, it was a blizzard. It was so thick he couldn't see a thing. He couldn't use his video camera. So he put it back in the trunk, and he thought, this is getting serious. I'd really like to be down from here. So he felt himself getting nervous and tense, and then he said, no, wait a minute. I'm already here. I'm just going to relax. I'm going to relax and see the beauty of this experience. It wasn't what I chose, but it's what is here. I'm going to find the beauty in it. So he just began to relax and look around and see the snow coming down. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And later he said, I'll tell you, I saw scenes in Colorado that most people never have a chance to see. It was absolutely gorgeous. There's beauty in the snow that's coming down. So I began to relax. I just let go and let God. I knew that I was safe. I knew that I was protected. I knew that I was okay. And I had a joyous experience. I had a great experience. I was able to slow down enough so that I could really enjoy the ride. Isn't that what we want to do through the holiday season? Slow down enough so we can enjoy the journey. Slow down enough. And this is where we can set our intention to do that, to have a grateful heart, to see the beauty all around us, and to look for that and appreciate that, to just let go of that. So that's our main goal for being here this morning, isn't it? To find something to help us let go and see the beauty of life around us a little more deeply, a little more intensely. And that's what we can definitely do. So the man in Colorado saw the blessings, and instead of letting his fear overwhelm him, he looked around and said, what a blessing, what a blessing. And that's what we can all do too. So we have all these opportunities in our own lives. And like Emma Curtis Hopkin tells us, we have to first stop complaining. stop complaining, and look for our good, look for God all around us. There's a minister some of you are familiar with named Edwene Gaines. How many of you have heard of Edwene Gaines? Okay, quite a few of you. She's a Unity minister up in Mentone, Alabama, and she was one of my first prosperity teachers. Marvin and I heard her speak in Denver, Colorado, and again up in Washington, D.C. She's in Mentone, which is up in the mountains, not too far from Huntsville in that area. And last spring, I went up there and studied with her for a few days. And she tells a story about a time that she and her then-husband, Bert Carson, decided that they wanted to grow their grateful heart. They wanted to grow their prosperity consciousness. So they made a pledge to one another that they were going to go for a whole month without complaining about anything. But every time they saw a situation, they were just going to say, wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. Now, being a little competitive, they did make a little side bet that if either one of them were caught complaining, they'd have to pay off the bet to the other person. So they wanted to really do this properly so they wouldn't be the loser. So they had this little motorcycle, this little motor scooter, I guess you'd call it, a little Cushman Eagle type motor scooter. And they decided that they'd go out and have a little ride on their motor scooter. So they both got on it, one on the front and one on the back. They found a little dirt road and they were scooting along, and then they needed to turn. Well, not turning in unison, the extra weight on the scooter caused it to tip over and slide out from under them. So here they are on the gravel dirt road and wanting for all the world to complain. Oh, they wanted to complain, but the other one was right there and they didn't want to lose. So they just bit their tongue and they didn't complain. They got up, they brushed off, and they started saying, what a blessing. What a blessing. First of all, they were just lying, right? What a blessing. But they picked up the scooter and they started pushing it back home and they said, you know, what a blessing that we didn't get hurt. What a blessing that the motor scooter is not permanently damaged. What a blessing that there were no cars coming. What a blessing that we're able to walk home and push this scooter along. What a blessing. Well, by the time they got home, they were in that place of seeing what a blessing that was. It didn't start off that way. Have you ever had that experience? It doesn't start off that way, but as you keep practicing, as you keep finding something to focus on, you can get into that place. You have to prime the pump, so to speak, to get yourself into that place. We first have to discipline ourselves to react that way to some situations. So as you're looking around at what's going on in your life, discipline yourself to say, what a blessing. And look for it. Speak it out loud. What a blessing this is. And pretty soon you'll prime that pump and you'll feel yourself feeling gratitude. Because the default mode that we have is to fall back into complaining, fall back into griping and stewing. That's just the human default mode, isn't it? So we have to override that by making a new decision, making a new choice. We can challenge ourselves to move into our blessings, and we will be lifted up and healed by that. Dr. David Soper has a book entitled God is Inescapable. And in that book, he suggests that the difference between a prison and a monastery is the difference between griping and gratitude. Think about that. Criminals are usually spending their day griping about where they are, complaining about where they are. That's what makes it the prison. Self-imposed aesthetics like priests and monks and nuns who are in a monastery have put themselves there, and they are grateful every day. So their situation of being isolated and living an austere life, it is a situation of gratitude, and so it's a completely different experience for them. Now, when the criminal takes up gratitude and begins to be grateful, they change the prison into a monastery. And when the monk or the nun turns to griping or complaining, they turn the monastery into a prison. So which one are you living in? Are you living in a monastery? Or are you living in a prison? we get to choose. We get to choose how our life experiences look. We can make our lives a monastery by giving thanks in all things, freeing ourselves up to enjoy the blessings in all things. So I'd like to suggest a gratitude activity that will change your life. Those of you who were here last week, remember that I told you that I had a gift for you today. Well, the gift is in your bulletin. If you don't have a bulletin, we have some extras. We have some in this basket here. Who doesn't have one? If you need one, there's some around the corner, too, and around this corner, Marcy, around this corner on the wall. And inside each one is this gratitude journal that I'd like to give to you. This is our gift to you. Anybody else need one? Raise your hand if you don't have one. Each person needs their own. You can't share with somebody else. Kendra, do you need one of your own? You've got one. Okay, good. Good. Okay. So this is a 30-day gratitude journal. It was shared with me by this man, Dennis Merritt Jones. He's one of my ministerial colleagues. And it has 30 days with 3 lines for each day. So what you do is at the end of every day, you write down 3 things from that day that you're grateful for. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be something momentous. It can be something small that you're grateful for, whatever it is that opens your heart. Now, this will take you right on up to the holiday seasons, right on up to Christmas, if you do it every day. Now, most of us are going to forget a day or two, so it's probably going to take you all the way through to Christmas. So make this your nighttime bedside ritual to put a pen beside it, and every night write down 3 things that you're grateful for. And by Christmas, you're going to have a huge grateful heart for all of the blessings because you're going to be focusing on them. So having a grateful heart opens up our heart so that more good can flow through us. More good can flow into our heart. Many traditions have a... It's okay. God calling, right. So many religious funeral services have a little thing they say at the end, Godspeed. Have you heard that, Godspeed? Okay, it sounds like they're wishing the departed a safe journey on the next adventure of their life. But actually, it's speed, S-P-E-I-D, and it comes from an old English word that's referring to spiritual prosperity. So it says, when someone says Godspeed, they're saying God prosper you. God prosper you in your spiritual journey. So spiritual prosperity is the willingness and the ability to see God's presence in all people and all experiences. So don't we all want to have that as our goal, to see God in all people, in all experiences? And the steps that we use to get there are prayer, compassion, and love. So as we follow those steps, we are practicing spiritual prosperity. Now, there's nothing small about us in the universe. Spiritual prosperity increases in increments as our consciousness grows. So it's like building up a bank account. As you continue to put in gratitude, as you continue to put in your love, your compassion, your spiritual consciousness grows, your prosperity consciousness grows, and it's a bank that you can draw from whenever you need. You can draw back from what you've already put in there. So the more we practice gratitude, the richer our prosperity consciousness bank account is, the more we can draw from it anytime that we need to feel that prosperity. So to see God in every action, in every activity, we have to live consciously. We have to wake up. We have to be alive, alert, awake, aware. We can't be asleep at the wheel and just doze off and not see it. We have to consciously look for it. We have to be focused on it. So pay attention to the motives that you have behind your thinking and action. Pay attention to your motives. Be sure that the actions that you take and the service you perform are reflections of your values. Are they reflections of your values? The same energy with which you give will be returned to you. So if you're giving with indifference, chances are you're not going to get back very abundantly. In fact, it may even lead to lack. So give with enthusiasm, with joy, with gratitude for the ability to share and to give and share your time, your talents, whatever it is that you have to give. Giving from a grateful heart, being in service with no thought of return, will multiply the gift and bless the recipient and the giver. The recipient and the giver. So Godspeed on your journey. Here's the affirmation for today. I am spirit having a human experience, and as such, I welcome those qualities that I attribute to spirit. As I express them in my daily life, they are reflected back to me. I increase all forms of prosperity daily. Let's say it together. I am spirit having a human experience, and as such, I welcome those qualities that I attribute to spirit. As I express them in my daily life, they are reflected back to me. I increase all forms of prosperity daily. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you.